Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ here with you. And I'm just seeing, it's so funny. So I'm reading this story, man, how Miami Heat fans react to the loss to Denver. Man, are they pissed.
Yeah, I remember a time when I used to be mad about losses.
How did you think that the Rockets fans, I didn't see any story about how Rockets fans reacted to their loss to the 76ers last night.
No, it's fine. We already know. We could have won if we wanted to. We're intentionally...
But where's the outrage from a loss to Philadelphia?
We're intentionally losing.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I told you that.
We are definitely tanking.
No, we're not tanking. I'm telling
you. If the Rockets wanted to at any point, I've been told by fans that this is just a tank, so you don't have to worry about anything that looks bad or if a player's not developing or if the players are, in fact, developing bad habits. It's just part of the tank. If they wanted to, they could play basketball the right way. They could win. Yes. This is just a plan.
If they wanted to, they could actually play decent basketball.
Yes, this is a plan.
They wouldn't lose by 20.
No. This is a planned tank. They could easily, I mean, the opposite of tanking is winning. So if they didn't want to lose.
Well, yep. Well, just because you want to.
I've been told they want to lose. The opposite of wanting to lose is winning. They could win when they want or need to. That's not a problem. You shouldn't worry about this.
I'm not.
Everything's fine.
I'm not worried.
Is coming together. And look, Victor Wembanyama is probably just going to go to the Houston Rockets. If he doesn't, okay. That's what the entire not winning is for.
Right. Do you think that the Rockets, so if they wanted to win, they could win on any night. Do you think that they have the worst point differential in the league?
I mean, if they're tanking.
Well, you said they are tanking.
If it's so intentional.
So the answer is yes. The answer is no. They don't even have the worst point differential. So I don't think they're tanking.
Well, they're tanking. It's hard to have the worst point differential when you're actually good and you're losing on purpose.
And you accidentally win some games every once in a while.
That's why. Why do you think they constantly have to try to lose in the fourth quarter? They accidentally lead after the first three quarters, and here comes the tank. That's people's, by the way, that's people's. Evidence. I am a little concerned that maybe we just suck in the fourth quarter.
You think that might be it?
That's my concern.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Anyway, the Spurs have the worst point differential. How about that? 10.4 points a game. The Rockets are only 7.9. Second worst in the league.
We could beat the Spurs. Beat us.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, because we're tanking.
Actually, that's the game I went to and saw Tilton was afterwards. And that's the game he was really, really pissed about.
Yeah.
It was the game that he's like, oh, my God.
Did he not get the memo? I guess the owner didn't hear that they were tanking.
No, he doesn't know anything about tanking. He does not know a thing about tanking.
He played you with that fake up.
No. He was outraged. No, he was outraged, all right. It just is, what a line score. It just is so good. James Harden. You know what? The Rockets used to have James Harden. You know that, right? Yeah. And... his little teardrop, I tell you what, it was good to see. It was fun to watch James taking care of business against his former team. It was a revenge game for James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though he's friends with the – or the young players look up to him.
Well, if he came back, the young players would be like
– He comments on their Instagram stuff like – James would not be the dad that lets you stay up as late as you want.
Well, speaking of staying up as late as you want, had the Rockets actually gotten some sleep in Philadelphia when all those idiot fans after they lost are out in the streets celebrating their loss to Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
When the National Guard had to come out and be posted up around the Capitol? Yeah,
they had to oil down all the street poles.
Right.
Jabari Smith couldn't sleep. You saw his Instagram?
I did.
How are you going to say?
He was, I understand you lost. That's part of it.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
I come out here. I got to play Joel Embiid tomorrow.
Yeah, I got Embiid tomorrow.
I got Embiid tomorrow. 3 of 14. 3 of 14, 10 points, 1 for 4 from three. He did have 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 turnovers. That's a sleepy dude.
If he gets sleep,
Rockets win this game.
That's what is going to be known as the sleep game.
The deprivation game.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, you know, there's the flu game, bloody sock game, there's the high ankle sprain game, and now there's the sleepless game.
The sleepless game.
And that's what we're all going to remember. Like, remember the one time that we were tanking, but Jabari didn't want to tank, and he had to because he didn't get sleep?
Yeah. But he didn't get any.
I'm just so tired. I get the Astros, but the tanking is like the Rockets are trying to actually play well. People who, you know, things that other people don't know.
Yeah.
And
they actually think that the players are in on this. They're not. The players aren't in.
People believe the players.
And the coaches, they're not in on this.
And they say, no, it's not the player. It's the substitution patterns from Silas. Silas is going to be bleep canned after the year.
Oh, no.
He's not going to make it. So all of his moves to really? Tank, he is going to be fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't think Steven Silas would like to win?
He would love to win.
He's going to be fired, and he will leave as frankly, a disgraced coach. Well, I know we can say whatever we want. Oh, he doesn't have help and all that stuff. His record, when it's all said and done, is going to be one of the worst we've ever seen.
And in NBA history.
Yeah, that's
He's going to have one of the worst records
and
ever.
And he will not get another chance.
No.
There's nothing to give him another chance. So when he leaves, he's doing it on purpose with us. Just know this. He will go down. He will carry this with his legacy from now on. He will be known as one of the worst coaches in the history of the league.
Yeah, you know.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, think about this. And for those of you that are conspiracy theorists and think that he's in it, players are in it, they know, they got a tank. They don't give a rat's ass about Victor Wembanyama. They want to win basketball games. They want to make money. They're looking to make, let me throw this ball away so that we lose this game so we can get Victor Wembanyama.
So we have a, by the way, you don't get more lottery balls.
No.
One than two. It's like
one or three.
One to three is the actual number.
Yeah, right.
What's the difference? You're not going to, trust me, you will be in the bottom three.
Oh, well, actually, it's pretty close.
It's closer than you
would think. The
Spurs
have 14 wins. The Rockets have 13. Uh-huh. There's a 15 and 2 16s. So,
you know how far
they
got
to keep working.
Trust me, my team is trying to get out of the relegation zone, Everton, and it looks, in theory, it looks close. But when you can't win, do you know how far two wins is?
Yeah, it's a long
time. You can't win.
It's a long way. It's a long way. Who gets a job first? Carson Wentz as a starting quarterback or Steven Silas as a head coach?
Steven Silas will never coach again as a head coach.
Well, as an interim, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. If he goes to another team and another tanking team and they fire that coach, Steven Silas.
There's nobody on that staff that you'd rather have than Steven Silas, you think?
I don't know. Well, he's got NBA head coaching experience, dude.
Yeah,
I guess he does. I was thinking that this morning as well.
They're not playing
where can
defense.
Where can you work?
They're not closing out. You saw that, right? That was when
I
you were back,
that.
Right?
I yeah. saw that, yeah.
They're not getting to their man on time and getting over the picks.
It was the worst. That was the worst acting job ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, starting with the Rockets. I mean, honestly, I had him on. And I'm watching, and I'm just like, this is so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's so bad. The worst thing that you can say about a team, like the Texans, they were unwatchable. They were unwatchable.
Nothing kept you in on that game.
No, well, and then finally they started playing well. They played well against the Chiefs because I took the Chiefs. They played well against the Cowboys because I I took the Cowboys to blow them out.
Oh, you mean the Texans?
Yeah, the Texans. You're like, wait a minute. Hey, this looks okay. They're playing well against a good team. That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
And it just starts
Recently, though, the Rockets haven't even done that.
No.
The Rockets haven't done that. They had a close game this past week. That's the last one for...
Look how close they are to getting out of the tank. So I didn't realize there was one with 15 wins. Who else is so crappy?
Oh, man.
This is active. These are active participants in the losses, though.
What? Oh, well, no. Everybody, you think all these people, all these guys...
Don't want Victor
the Rockets Mbignano. Aren't tanking, but they are? Okay. The Pistons have 15 wins. The Charlotte has 16. The Rockets have 13. San Antonio has 14. There's a 14 race for three spots. Okay.
It is scary. Okay, I take it all back. Let's lose.
But it's still only 14% that you're going to get Victor Wembanyama. Only 14%.
Right.
Even though you're one of the three worst teams in the league.
Well, is that that's all it is? 14. 14%. Even with more balls.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Those three take up 42%. And then the rest of the league.
You have to get a top two pick. You have to. I mean, if you get number two, then you can immediately move.
Do you know that they'll be, just like last year, they'll be the third team again, right? You know that, right? Third or fourth team. You know that's going to happen, right?
Well, they had the worst record last year, and they managed Jabari, who can't sleep.
Well, how are you going to sleep with the idiot Philly fans? I mean, honestly.
Easy. What do you mean, how are you going to sleep? Where's my phone? You want to know how you sleep?
What kind of store bought stuff did you get?
How are you gonna sleep? Here's how you sleep. I'm gonna show you exactly how you sleep. I'm gonna continue. What is going on here?
I don't know what you're doing with your phone there. I have no idea.
Well, I don't want jungle.
Wow, goodness gracious!
I don't want
that. How are you gonna with an alarm of an ambulance alarm going off? That's great for sleeping.
Okay, what about this? Maybe you'd like this. Do you waves crashing?
What is it? Oh, no, I don't like...
What are you doing here?
Do you really put this on?
Yeah. Although these are not the... Oh, here it is. Just use white noise.
You know what? You don't understand. Did you sleep in my house that time? I've got a train that I've got. I don't need this.
A train?
I live right on the train tracks. It's right past my backyard.
I sleep every day it started when I was in high school. I took a tape recorder out when we had a rainstorm, and I recorded the rainstorm, and I had dual-sided tapes of rain, and I would just play it, and I'd fall asleep. And so I have a rain machine at home.
Pee your pants at any point?
When I'm on the road, no.
No?
When I'm on the road, I've got this other new better sleep. This is my current, when I was in Lake Vegas.
Do you put this on, really?
Yeah. It's got rain and green noise.
Yeah, no, I don't.
That's how you sleep.
I have a train that puts me to sleep.
Easily.
Right in my backyard.
A train would
literally in
Jabari
my backyard.
Jabari Smith would go 2 for 17 if he had a train.
I saw it. Did you see the train derail in Ohio?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, you think I literally there's it goes my backyard fence, train track.
So you're right there on. I didn't think about that.
Yes.
That is
yes.
So you're right there.
Right there.
Yeah, because your street goes all the way down.
Oh yes, and you don't think I think about a train coming through my bedroom? Yeah, it happened.
Put the rain machine on. You won't think about anything. You'll just sleep.
I don't need it. I got a train machine.
You'll sleep soundly.
That comes through, and it doesn't wake me up. Doesn't wake me up.
Train doesn't?
No, train doesn't wake me up. I think I like it. I think it's comforting.
Jabari would have 7 turnovers.
No, Jabari could. He'd be 4 of 80. Jabari could not live where I live.
If I played a 33-minute game as part of the offense, I think I would turn the ball over 3 times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
What did he shoot? 3 for 14?
3 for 14.
I think I'd make 4 for 12. That's only 33%. That's not bragging.
You think you'd make in the NBA?
Yep.
You do?
4 for 12.
Where's
I'm not bragging.
Where's your wife? I need your wife. She's not listening. She's reading a book while she's driving.
Probably.
Lance sent me a picture of he and his wife driving.
Well, I'd already told you on the show that she did this, so I took a picture to prove it. She didn't know I took the picture.
She's in the car reading a book.
Yeah.
And
at night.
At night with a light on.
With the phone light. Her phone light is the phone light.
You know that's bad for her eyes. You know that, right?
I don't care.
And secondly, she's missing a golden opportunity to find out how your day went.
She can ask me how my day went. We could have, you know, meaningful conversations.
Right.
Oh, her mood just really picked up yesterday when I booked our trip. Every year we take a trip after drafts, and she becomes she does everything during a draft. And used to really do it when I used to – my schedule used to be rougher. Now I work 7 days a week instead of five, so I don't have weekends.
Right.
I just work 7 days a week, so I don't have to work as long into the night. And so we take a trip. Yeah. Usually it used to be me and my wife would go to New York. And then it went to – then we went to Belize 1 year. And this year we're going to take a trip to Spain to see our friends from Belize or in Spain. We're going to go see them. And so now she's in a good mood. Now she might talk to me in a car.
Oh, she going to talk to you now?
Yeah. We'll see.
Well.
Depends on how good the book is.
Well, you didn't you spend Christmas there in Europe?
I did. It was her.
That was a great move by you.
It was her idea. But it's a trick. I have to know that. You should leave on Christmas. You want to have more time. So I'm like, are you sure? Yes. Don't go the 26th. You need to leave on Christmas. I'm like, okay. And guess what popped up the other day? We were around other people. Oh, guess what? He's the one who left me with kids on Christmas. Like, I knew this was a trap. It's a trap. It was always a setup.
She set you up. No.
And so she could be able to say, that was a total setup. So she could say, well, guess where he went on Christmas when I was stuck with the kids? You told me to do this.
You fell for it.
I fell for that trap.
You're dumb.
I mean, the 26th, nothing happens, but... And it was late. I left late on Christmas. What's the problem?
That was a zone blitz, okay? And you fell for it.
And she actually showed it. I could see the guy
dropping into
coverage. I could see him creeping in. I could see the nickel blitzer coming off the edge. I could see him creeping in.
You fell for it. Like, you're dumb.
And yet, here I am. I still took the snap.
7:15 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That was the strangest start to a show we've ever had.
We're going to play Gilbert's call from yesterday.
We got real
bad. When he got into a fight with Alexa, to me, is the funniest moment I've ever been involved in my life. And it was just listening to Gilbert, Alexa, turn it off!
Alexa, turn it off!
All right. We can, hey, you know what? We might as well just play that on a loop for 3 hours today. Here's what I'm talking about right now. The Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. If you're looking for the best way to get out of whatever issue you're having, and you're having an issue if you need a lawyer. If you need the Morley Law Firm, people, all you got to do is make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. They handle what appears to be everything. When you go to the website, you see it's like, holy cow. Is there anything that these guys don't handle? And the answer is probably no. I'm telling you here and now, DWI, bond reductions, child abuse, money laundering. What did you do? Murder. Did you murder somebody? Well, if you murdered somebody, you need the Morley Law Firm. It's not even a joke. You do, though. You do. If you need representation, guilty, not guilty, no matter what the case is, you got to have a lawyer. You got to have somebody who's fighting for you, and you deserve that defense. So get the best you can, and I'm telling you, make the call Morley Law. We don't have lawyers on retainer for all of this stuff, but we do have the Morley Law Firm. They will give you a free consultation on your issue. Make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number. Third highest-rated Super Bowl ever. Number one.
Wasn't that long? Oh, no, wait. Number one. It's Patriots. No, was it Tommy with the Tampa Bay Bucks?
No.
It's not?
Patriots, Seahawks. Highest rated ever. Second was...
not 14. That was like 15?
Whatever. Beast mode Patriots, Seahawks 16? With the Butler intercept in the pass.
Yeah.
And then the second one was Patriots, Falcons. 28-3.
Wow.
When you left...
Yeah.
You helped the ratings by watching it in your car on the way back.
It wasn't a particularly good game for quite a while. I bet it's because their numbers went skyrocketed there in the fourth.
Yep. Rihanna was the Rihanna got up there to 118 million viewers. Nielsen said making it the second most watched Super Bowl halftime performance on record.
But then did it drop off sharply because people got a little bit bored?
Well, the average for I don't know. Because the
She couldn't dance. She was pregnant.
Yeah.
It was just song. And I remember I saw people arguing, like people who said, what was good about this? Because all of her songs are bangers. Mm. Well, yeah. Okay. We all know a bunch of number one songs, a bunch of good songs, dance-worthy, memorable songs, whatever. But what stood out about this? I guess it was the platforms that went up and down, I suppose. But Rihanna couldn't really do anything. I mean, she's super preggo. She looks like she's getting she's had to keep it from getting out. Somehow.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't even part of the
getting out.
There was no prop bet with her pregnancy.
No, that's why she's been keeping it quiet. But
how could you keep that?
I was
that
surprised
quiet?
That like one of the cool things about Super Bowls is they have like when Missy Elliott came out a few years ago, I thought that was amazing. No one knew that was going to happen. I don't remember anyone hearing that was going to happen. I really thought that we'd have, you know, guest appearances. Nothing against Rihanna, but just one pregnant lady singing all the songs who can't dance, and that's one of the things she's famous for. I mean, she did. She did do some stuff, but – and then the people in the white coats, the white furry things.
That was
running,
worry.
It was okay. I didn't have a problem with it. I just didn't think it was
– weirder.
She didn't slay.
Weirder.
Like I saw people – she slayed. She slayed?
Weirder, the white coat people or Katy Perry's shark?
No, the shark. It was Left Shark who was out of control.
Yeah.
I think it's Left Shark. One of them had the one of them clearly knew the choreography, and the other one was like, somebody must have gotten sick, and they just get in this shark costume. Just do stuff.
Because
the other shark didn't know what he was doing.
Just all over the place. Katy Perry's was the highest rated ever. That halftime show.
Okay.
Highest rated halftime show ever.
There was stuff going on in that one.
Yeah. Katie wasn't pregnant. Katie looked good that day. I thought Katie looked good. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
Did you
biggest
see this?
Loser from the Super Bowl?
Biggest loser from the Super Bowl would be Nick Sirianni.
No. I mean, his stock is still way up there.
Wait, so you're going to be off? Oh, Terry Bradshaw?
No, not Terry Bradshaw.
That feels like something where he, after the last little thing with Andy Reid, and I'm sure they have, I guess they have a relationship where he can talk like that to Andy Reid, like, waddle over here, big man.
Yeah.
We got cheeseburgers coming for you.
Well, it's like the pot calling the kettle.
You're getting up there in age. Can you still keep coaching? Yeah, I'm going to keep coaching.
Yeah. Well, they must be good friends.
They must give each other the business. Yeah.
But how Terry Bradshaw, stop throwing rocks living in that glass house.
Well, I didn't see, but Andy Reid didn't throw anything back at him, which made Terry Bradshaw look like a huge bully.
Yeah. Biggest loser from the Super Bowl was Oklahoma State University.
Okay, explain this one.
They developed a field.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. And the field was the biggest loser.
And who else has to worry about the field?
It was a turf. It was called, and it was developed at Oklahoma State University.
Please don't tell me the nickname was
Tahoma 31. And it was supposed to be, took 2 years. It was $800,000. And it was supposed to be the best field ever. And it was the worst field that they ever played on.
Please don't tell me the nickname for it was Slip and Slide.
It wasn't. Actually, they use it on the PGA Tour. And it's actually really, really good. They rarely run around. And plant their feet.
And try to cut sharp angles.
Yeah, there's very little of that going on. Very little of that. Yeah, so Oklahoma State was the biggest loser.
I'm sure it looked nice, yeah. Well, don't forget now, you know who's got to do this next year for the national championship game? Oh, no, we don't, because we've got field turf.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to just do turf. They're not going to do grass.
You sure?
I don't believe.
You sure?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
When's the last field turf they played on a national championship game?
Well,
I don't think it's been a while.
I don't.
Because all the major bowls, the ones that get national championship games,
Jerry's World always plays on the.
Oh, that's true. Turf. Yeah.
Yeah,
but the other ones aren't.
I mean, it would be silly to change the turf.
Well, no.
Well, maybe change the turf, but don't
Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, Sugar Bowl's always.
Yeah, it's turf. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about
that.
No,
I don't think.
No, they won't. They won't.
I don't think they will especially after this. When your college football, you're gonna.
Oh, you slip on field turf plenty.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
But at least it's easier. You know what spikes you're supposed to use. You know what you're supposed to do on the field turf. Right. And it's not nearly like this.
No.
This was an ice rink. This was an ice rink. It was terrible.
Oh, man. Praying for everyone in Highland Village or River Oaks who live near train tracks. And everyone in Turkey, too. Childish Altuve. Classic text for him. Praying for you guys. You know, also people in Turkey. But also you guys by train tracks.
Yeah. What about the people in Ohio that had the train that crashed
with
all the toxic smoke, fumes? How about those people? Because they weren't in a rich neighborhood? Is that what you're saying, Childish Altuve?
Yeah, he's being a hater.
He is a hater. He's always a hater. Sohi is here, wants to talk a little NFL draft. Hey, Sohi.
Hello. Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I had a couple of draft questions, man. With Bobby Slovic being the OC now, man, I see the center is a big position of need. What are the chances, man, of John Michael Smith maybe being drafted at number 12? If not, man, where are some other centers that could probably fit that scheme? And shout out to the Move the Sticks podcast, man. I saw you guys gave a lot of Rockets references, man. Is Daniel Jeremiah a Rockets fan?
He just knows 90s basketball. He's not a Rockets fan. He was wearing a Rockets hoodie, too. He had one that he got at a gift store when he was in Houston at the layover. But, no, he's not a Rockets fan, but he knows. He said he couldn't tell you one basketball player now, but he knows all the 90s. He made references. He'd say, who do you think is the Pete Chilcutt of the tackle class? Like, he kept making these. He said Kevin Willis's name. Like, he was dropping all of these references from 80s and 90s Rockets. He never said Lewis Lloyd. I obviously put Lewis Lloyd.
That's before that.
So centers, no, that's way too early for a center to go at 12.
How about first pick of the second round?
Now, I would love it. If John Michael Schmitz.
Or 33rd overall.
Yeah, if John Michael Schmitz from Minnesota who made it there, that would be phenomenal. Joe Tippmann from Wisconsin is another guy who is going to be in the mix for that.
You're just saying names now.
No, he's real.
You're the Mockingdales now.
He's real. A guy now, much later in the draft, like fourth round, Ricky Stromberg from Arkansas.
Would maybe fit Ricky. I'll take a Ricky.
That's Sam Pittman coach player. Alex Forsyth from Notre Dame. And then I don't know if Juice Scruggs would work. I'm not sure he's a zone scheme enough player, but I like Juice Scruggs too. So, yeah, there's some players. I mean, it's actually not deep at center, not super deep, but some of these guys like Cody Mock could be a center. He's a tackle at North Dakota State. So there's probably going to be some transition from center and tackle from tackle and guard into center. So keep that in mind. But Joe Tippmann and John Michael Schmitz, Tippmann from Wisconsin, John Michael Schmitz from Minnesota, that's where the centers are made in the Big Ten. Those are a couple guys to watch. And then Ricky Stromberg from the SEC, he's okay. Fourth or fifth rounder from Arkansas is where you could take a look at him, and I think he'll become a future starter. But you're looking at outside zone guys, so that means they need to have a certain level of athleticism. So, yeah, hopefully that answers your question. Slowick, his offense, well, they're bringing in a Kubiak for the run game coordinator. So that means, you know, we're going to see outside zone. We're going to see athletic. They may have to make some changes on the offensive line at some point. A.J. Can, I don't know that he's really a fit for outside zone.
What are the odds that Bobby Slowick turns into a Jerry Hunsinger? Everybody calls him Bobby Slovic.
Oh, there's a good chance.
A really good chance.
Really good chance.
Really good chance.
What are the chances that his play calling is going to be blamed for losses next year?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Bryce is great. It's just a play calling.
Slovic
sucks. He's
calling
bad plays.
Slovic is terrible.
Yeah, there's 100% chance that happens.
All right. 713-780-3776. It's pretty much a holiday show if you want to get in. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. I'm talking about Billy Brown, and I'm talking about the great people. And I want you, I really do want you. I've got it in my phone, and you should have it in yours. Of course, I needed him like 3 weeks in a row. It was amazing. It was amazing. I never called a plumber, I don't think, in my life. And here I'm calling. Hey, guys. Got another problem over here. Can you guys come over again? Yeah, 3 weeks in a row I needed a plumber. And the last time was unbelievable because we had a leak in a wall. No idea where it was. Boom, boom, walks in. And he is great. You're gonna find really great plumbers. We've had three different guys to the house.
They're all great.
And they're all great. They're all so informed, so knowledgeable in the plumbing game.
Yeah, and it's and that's what you want. You want someone who can diagnose it quickly. You want somebody who can fix it quickly. Let's be honest. And you want a fair price. You don't want someone who is screwing you over. They've been given the Elite Service Award. You can call Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They've got multiple crews so that they can get out to your job, whether it's a big job or a smaller job. 281-488-6238. That's 288-488-6238. That's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. To the Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So my wife, did I tell you? My wife got her wallet stolen while we were in Spain.
No. Pickpocketed?
Taken. I don't know. She paid for something, and then all of a sudden we got back to the hotel, and she's like, I don't have it. Not my wallet. Oh, my wallet's gone. That loss. Well, I don't think she left it like you would have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I lost AirPods when I was in Lake Charles.
You did?
No where idea. They went. This is now the fourth set of headphones I've lost.
Yeah, that's not surprising. This was surprising. So she had to cancel it all. It was a big hassle.
Wait a minute. So her driver's license, but she had passports.
Credit cards. No, not a passport. Wasn't in there. Thank goodness. But now I'm replacing it, and I'm on a website, and they're asking me all this information. And I'm like, is this a real website? I don't know. I'm pretty sure I don't know now. It's going to have all of her information on it. I don't know.
What's the website?
TexasDLC.org? Probably.
Huh? What does DLC stand for?
Driver's license something.
Yeah, I think you can, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Driver, it's got a .org, it must be real.
It must be, right? If it's a .org,
it's
are we safe?
.org, yeah.
We
you safe? Can put your socials.
No, the hackers can do that.
No, put your socials in there. Put everything in there.
Yeah, that's a problem. I don't think this is the best move.
Will Zion Williamson get to 40 games this year?
No.
He's 29 right now. I mean, he's going to miss multiple weeks
now
again.
Now he's got more time. They just said he's missing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
He's played 4 years. This is his fourth year. How many times has he gotten to 30 games?
And yet they extended him. Yet they said, let's give him. Is this, I mean, because it's not like he stinks. When he plays, he's really good. I mean.
This is a total waste of money.
I'm sure they're frustrated, but do you think they regret the contract?
Yes, 100%.
You do?
Yeah.
Because they just extended him.
Yeah, but he played. He didn't even play in three years that he played with them before he got the contract extension. He missed. Remember, he missed in 4 years. 1 year he played no games. Another year he played less than 30. Another year less than 30, and then 1 year he played 62. I think it was. That's it. He doesn't play.
He doesn't play basketball.
Basketball, really.
No.
And when he gets hurt, he can't get better. Remember his foot. He was going to come back, and his foot. Then he was doing windmill dunks, and he still couldn't come back.
Yeah.
And now he's got a hamstring, and right when he's getting ready to come back, he re-injures it, where he gets to hang out again. It's like, how can you? Of course, you've got to regret it. The guy can't stay healthy early in his career.
Yeah.
And it's soft tissue injuries, which is a big concern because that means. Look, he's never going to be in optimal shape, I think. He would have to play probably around 270 pounds to be at, you know, a lean, that's lean for him. I mean, he's a thick bone, big guy. 270 is probably a really good weight for him. My guess is he's closer to 285. He really needs to have less weight on his.
Well, and he was.
And he has to stretch and do.
They had a Mardi Gras float where he was really, really.
Well, that was ugly. That was an ugly thing somebody did. But Zion Williamson, how can you not? And this is the problem. Zion Williamson right now, if you paid him at the end of the year relative to, he'd be like $14 million. You know, good when he plays or whatever. He wouldn't be making max. Or probably less than that, actually. Probably less than that. Like Ben Simmons.
So you want to pay them for wins and playing time.
Oh, if you did that, let me tell you something. Things would change drastically. All of a sudden, we'd see a much healthier league.
Yeah.
When you go through how in the world, a league right now that has multiple massage therapists, that has multiple, the technology, right? You can, the treadmills underwater, the zero gravity treadmills, everything that you have, the performance specialists you have off the and outside of the season and that are hired by the teams, the nutritional information you have, all the things that make you a better athlete today than you were in the 80s and 90s, then why are people hurt more? They play less and are hurt more. Like, answer that question for me. How can you be hurt more? And somebody brought up baseball to me. Well, that's because travel baseball has really put even more strain on pitchers. It's not position players don't get hurt all the time. It's pitchers. It's a specific, it's a physiological issue.
Well, it's that strain on the elbow, right?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the more massages you get,
well, I'm saying all
the
this
better off you should be. And the healthier it should be.
Yeah.
So Deshaun had this right.
Yeah.
So Deshaun had this right.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, except for the part where he did this. Like, keep your hands on the table. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that move on Twitch.
That one?
You guys should never capture that.
Deshaun's spastic moves.
Yeah.
His spastic groin moves. That's what you said. That's what you're saying. That's not a massage, a real massage like you want it.
I mean, how do you have, honestly, how do you have more? You have more load management than ever before. You have better performance specialists and performance coaches, more information about nutrition, all that thing. How are players the least healthy they've been in the history of basketball? Because they are. Adam Silver's brought up how much money is being wasted on players not playing. I think it was like $240 million or something like that. It was a crazy number. How is this happening? Do you recall players like Zion who couldn't play at all? It used to be Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It was Greg Oden.
Right.
He had a foot issue.
Well, and it was Sam Bowie.
Sam Bowie. They were considered colossal.
I mean, I think it's about the size and the feet. Yao Ming.
Yeah, there's certain players. I think some of it is just, I don't think Zion's ever going to get to the weight he needs to be at. Zion is going to have to play at a much lighter weight. And then soft tissue stuff, is he doing the stretching he's supposed to do? How do you re-aggravate this? And then, you know what Sam Bowie didn't get? The maximum amount of money he could have possibly gotten after all those injuries? That didn't happen.
Yeah. No.
That didn't happen. But you're held kind of hostage a little bit. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is for the NBA with, you know, we've seen it with John Wall. I mean, John Wall just collects an insane amount of money.
just the best.
It's an insane amount of money for doing nothing. He hasn't been a good player he's had 1 out of 5 years where he has been a good player in the last 5 years. And don't tell me when he plays. When you use the descriptor, like me and my son Mason got in this argument, when Zion plays, if you say when he plays, you just lost.
Yeah.
You've lost the argument when you say when he plays. That's the entire point. You have to be able to play. And I don't know what the answer is for the NBA in getting their best players to play. Even guys like Kawhi, you know, massive amounts of games off. Paul George has been hurt a lot. You just have guys who get hurt, stay hurt, don't come back. Anthony Davis. This is a star level player. This is a guy with Tim Duncan type, you know, talent. And but Tim Duncan was always available, always healthy. How's Anthony Davis this injury prone where he just can't get through a season?
Nope.
It's impossible.
Let's get Tab in here. He wants to talk about Zion. Hey, Tab.
Hey, guys, you're talking about the players of today. They grow up being wusses. They sit in front of a video game. Us old timers, we got out and worked. even when we weren't. We were. You know, there's a mentality to it. You get out and condition your body.
Right. Yeah. That's,
well, I will say, I don't know. Today's athlete works. And you can't say that. Right. Look at the best of the best. I mean, they work. They're just, listen, some guys have soft tissue problems. I don't think there is maybe,
well, every athlete, it just wasn't talked about, and athletes didn't tell on themselves so much with social media. Athletes have been going out, having drinks, partying. They've been doing that for decades. It's not new what's happening now, but there is something to the fact, I think some of it is guys don't want to play with any issues. I think there are some guys who do take advantage of the system and don't play when they're perfectly healthy and just are stealing money. It's they like the lifestyle more than the game, but it is just really strange that. But when you get to a certain level financially, and this is the concern, it's always been the concern. If money gets to a certain number in any sport, you now have, when the money was, let's say, $15 million. That's a lot. $15 million a year is a lot. Although it's been, Michael Jordan was making it in the '30s, and that was in the '90s. Yeah. Michael Jordan made $33 million.
Yep.
But let's say you're a basketball player making $18 million. That's a lot. Now, you take out the agent fees, you take out taxes, you take out, you know, your cost of living, you figure in how long you're going to play. They still want to get to that next con. They still like, yeah, I still want to get to that next one, though, because I want to keep living this lifestyle, and it's an expensive lifestyle. Once you're making in the high 20s and 30s and 40s.
What? For who?
I'm shut it down. I know I'm going to get another contract nearly the same money. Your desire to play, I think, is going to be, for some players, going to be diminished because they've reached the status they were looking for. They've reached the financial status. They're set for life. So there's not like, I don't think there's a sense of urgency when you make a certain amount of money. When you get so high up to make a certain amount of money, there's not the urgency to get to the next contract anymore.
Yeah.
Like players had before where you're like, I'm making good money. I'm making $10 million a year, but when you slice it all down and I've got this payment and I've got that payment and I've got this and that, I mean, I'd like to get to that next contract and, you know, extend my career. Now it's, what are you going to do? I get my money anyway. It's fully guaranteed. And I'm making so much that even if I never play again, I'm good as long as I get through this contract. There's not really the urgency to to stay healthy and to stay on the court.
I'm not sure guys are wussies today, if you want to know the truth. Yeah, I just...
You don't think this society is a little wussy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. But you don't get to the level. You've got to work.
They're talented.
Yeah, they're awfully talented. And no, listen, there's guys that work their tails off.
I think there's a lot of people.
Sometimes you're injury prone. Sometimes you're injury prone.
Right, but I think there's a lot of. But this is an unusual amount of injury prone players all at once. Historically, there's an article about it that showed it's not even close. It's like injuries are up over 30% from a decade ago. That's an enormous amount.
You know what? Maybe it's overtraining. I mean, we saw that.
Now, do you really think it?
No. Not giving yourself a break. We know that the arms in Little League Baseball, I mean, you got to give it a rest. You got to play other sports. You got to do other things. We're so specialized. You know what? Working out all the time. Give your body a break. Give your body a break.
You think that's what happened to Zion? Overtrained it?
Yeah, I don't think that. No, not every player. Not every player. Listen, Zion.
Anthony Davis is legitimately injury prone.
Yeah.
He's brittle.
Yeah. There's no question. Will Fuller. Will Fuller was wound too tight.
Mm-hmm.
He was just wound too tight. And every time he ran, something snapped.
Mm-hmm. That happens. Jerome Mathis, remember when they're.
Yeah.
There's some guys like that. But now you're going to other sports.
Yeah. No. And
I mean, arm issues are arm issues. Kids shouldn't. There's a significant amount of overuse with young players' arms, and even beyond that, they figured that out. Basketball, but even that is hard to believe that you had Nolan Ryan and all these pitchers. No, okay, Nolan's the outlier. I should never use Nolan for anything. I don't care. Soto, not Juan Soto, but Mario Soto. Go pick any random pitcher. And all the complete games they had, all the like the pitch count, and there wasn't a bunch of Tommy Johns. Like, how do you explain that? Just because they weren't playing as much youth baseball?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little baseball. We got, actually, the rules are out. They decided that one rule is staying, ain't going nowhere, whether you like it or not. We'll do that on the other side. But right now, you got patios to talk about.
Texas Custom Patios. I meet with Steven and his crew. I meet today. And we're going to frame out. We're going to take a look at exactly what the build-out's going to look like for my outdoor kitchen. They're retrofitting it to the patio that they built for me back in 2016. I'm really, really excited about this. It's going to add a layer. I wish I would have done this at the outset, to be honest with you, because it would have changed the design. And it's just, I would have been enjoying an outdoor kitchen. We're going to get a grill, a cooktop, and a refrigerator. I'm really excited about having a refrigerator outside for some reason. Just, I'm excited about that. But I can't wait to, they're going to cut a vent hood into the roof above or near where they built the speaker. I think they're going to move the speaker. You know, they do pitched, if you want, for some of you, they're going to do a gabled roof, which means it's going to slant upwards and have, you know, it's going to have more space for you. It's going to make the space feel bigger because the ceiling vault's up there. They put the fans in that will really give you a nice cooling effect when it gets a little bit warmer, a little more humid here in Houston. But your ability to stay outside and spend time outside for lunches, for dinners, to entertain people, to watch your games, it's such a game changer. And I think you're going to absolutely love it. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and go take a look at the before and afters, and you may see your own type of house in there. It's amazing what they're able to do and how they transform houses into homes. It's TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So apparently the MLB's Joint Competition Committee says we are going to have the Ghost Runner in extra innings. Like it or not?
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it, too.
I'm fine with it. You know what? It puts a little heat. You're less likely to go into the 18-inning games, which has a detrimental effect on the next game and potentially two games after
or
that.
More.
What it can do in bullpen.
Or
jet.
More.
So I'm fine with it.
So there were 23 games that went beyond 13 innings in 2019. There was only one game that went beyond 13 innings over the next 2 years with this rule in place, and that was a 15-inning game between the Guardians and Twins. So, yeah, it's better. It's just better. Now, there's also a new rule. Did you know this? So, apparently, guess how many times a non-pitcher was used in games last year? A position player.
To pitch?
To pitch.
Like maybe six?
Higher.
10?
Higher.
14?
Well, it's going to take you a while to get there. It's 132.
What? 132 times non-pitchers pitched?
Yeah. 132.
What?
Yeah, we don't have enough show for you to go in
132
14, 16.
Times? How many times did it happen with the Astros? Once?
Well, see.
Who was it that pitched?
No, you got to be down, way down, and the Astros were rarely... I think they might have.
I think they did one game.
I think they might have one game. So in 2017, there were 32 instances of position players pitching. That number rose to 132 last year. And they still had the rule in there that you had to lead. The league tried to tamp down on the occurrence recently by mandating that it could only happen when a game involved a 6-run lead or more. It still went to 132 last year.
Wow.
Now, you can't use it until the ninth inning, and you have to be trailing by 10 runs.
To use a pitcher?
To use a non-pitcher.
Well, because probably it's just going to extend games.
Well, yeah. Right, let me see. Well,
does Jake Odorizzi count as
He's a pitcher. No, yeah. He's considered a pitcher, I think.
Well, he actually.
How are you going to do this?
He actually had a 375 last year. It's not bad.
So how are you going to do this Shohei?
Lance McCullers,
he's a position player.
Will Smith. Did Will Smith count?
Will Smith did count as a pitcher.
Well, 327 ERA. Right? Blake Taylor, Brandon Bielak. Does Parker Mushinski count?
No, he's a pitcher. Yeah, he's a reliever.
What about Ronel Blanco?
He was a pitcher as well.
Does Anoli Paredes still count?
He's wild, but yeah, he's a pitcher.
Did Pedro Baez count?
No, he didn't count at all. Again, did you?
There's no. We didn't have it happen last year.
The Astros did not. Well, you have to be trailing big. The Astros never trailed.
132 times it happened, and there's only 30 teams. So 29 teams did this 132 times. Yeah. There's got to be some culprit that did it a lot.
Well, it must have been. Well, teams that were way down a lot. Yeah. Did you see?
I'm looking at the year before. Who? Because it's only going to be like one appearance. Robel Garcia, Ryan Hartman. Who are these guys? Austin Pruitt. Oh, Marwin. No. Marwin's listed in here, but he doesn't have any. Wait a minute. We had Marwin in 2021?
We had Marwin Gonzalez in 2021?
No.
No.
Oh, did we get him back after?
No, he was with the Twins. Yeah, no.
Why is Marwin Gonzalez listed on my thing here?
In 2021?
Yeah.
Did he come over after he was with the Twins and cut?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I think he did.
He might have. I
think he did, but yeah, he did.
For some reason,
no, he did. 14 games.
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, that's right. We re-signed him after.
We welcomed that massive cheater. Whoa. You know who would never do this? Dodgers. Dodgers would never cheat like this. Except that they're literally accused of being really bad.
They did it. Yes, they did it.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, they're in the new book.
Can you imagine?
Paul Gallant's going to have Evan Drellich on tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Do you know what would happen here? Friday. This is going to be funny. When Joe Kelly waits downstairs at the hotel of where they're all staying, and he fights his own teammates.
Yeah. When he fights
for cheating.
All
when
those
he
guys
fights
cheating.
All of his teammates that cheated.
Yeah.
And when he sees Jock Peterson, he is definitely going to fight him.
What a tough guy Joe Kelly is.
Joe Kelly's the toughest.
Toughest guy.
Without question.
You do not want a piece of that.
No. Joe Kelly's wife tried to stop him. And Joey Kelly even said, my wife tried to stop me, and even she couldn't stop me. Like, Joe Kelly is a badass. Let me tell you something. Thank God Joe Kelly did not get his hands on the Astros.
Okay, so Codify Baseball, most projected 2023 wins. Who do you think they have with the most wins in baseball?
Astros.
Wrong. Braves.
Okay, Astros are number two.
No, Yankees.
Astros are third.
Mets.
Well, they're easily fourth.
Tampa Bay.
What now?
Keep going.
Astros are fifth.
Padres.
Is this with or without Tatis?
This is with Tatis later. Okay. Is he still suspended or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
He must be.
He's got some
Or hurt.
Astros
sixth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's respect.
Yeah. Just, I mean, the only thing keeping that team together was Justin Verlander, obviously. So
apparently. Yep. No one.
You couldn't win in the postseason without him, that's for sure.
Well, he was 1-2, but okay. Yeah, I'm sure you can't win with him. But, and he had two of the worst performances they had. Well, they did win the one game that he imploded, game one of the playoffs. But one of the two losses were Justin Verlander, and the other one was Lance McCullers. But other, you know, you can't. It's impossible to win without Justin Verlander. Apparently, let's get Philip in here. He wants to talk about baseball. Hey, Philip.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just had two things actually. One quick comment on the, you know, why do we think there's more Tommy John and the newer generation of baseball players? Me and my dad have talked about this, and he claims, you know, because he's an old guy, a boomer, that it's all the skipping rocks and throwing, you know, hey, I can hit that rock, you can't, that they would do with their friends growing up. So some kind of natural conditioning. So the boomers, you know, they had less entertainment. That's what they did. So it kind of made their arm stronger. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he claimed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing, guys, just real quick, and I'll hang up. yesterday's show, my wife never would listen to a radio show like this, but her Sirius satellite didn't work, and I had it on in her car, and she pulls up in the morning after dropping our son off, and she is just rolling laughing, y'all. She thought it was the funniest thing she's ever heard, and she said, who are these guys? Who do you live? And anyway, you guys just earned a new fan. So that's I'll awesome. Catch and listen. And,
what's her name?
Thanks, guys.
What's her name?
Her name's Haley.
Haley. Gotcha.
All right, Haley.
If you give us
in.
Her number, we'll call About her damn time, and we'll Haley. Welcome her in.
Welcome in, Haley. About damn time.
Remember when we used to do Valentine's Day calls, but it would always ruin people's Valentines?
It would ruin.
We were trying to help.
Yes.
We tried to help.
Should we call someone? If you're in the doghouse, you want
to
do that?
Yeah, we'll get you
out. Today's
for sure.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, today's Valentine's Day. So if you need help.
If you need help, you want us to call your wife.
Yeah.
We will do that.
Or girlfriend.
Or husband. Or your husband, yeah. Are you in a doghouse with him?
We probably shouldn't call both girlfriend and wife.
Well, but they won't. Yeah, they won't be listening. They're working. But usually we catch them at work, the wives or something. But yeah, if you slept with your husband's brother and you need help on this one,
I don't want any part of that. I don't want to help with that.
And you need some help.
That's what did you learn this weekend? I don't want any part of that. I don't want to help you with that.
If something like that happened, then we can help. Okay, that's what we're here for. So if you need,
you ever seen the show Cheaters? People used to say you look like Joey Greco from Cheaters back in the day.
I don't know who that is.
You never saw the show Cheaters?
No.
It looks like something that would have been on Channel 51. Yes. Trust me, it's a show.
It might have been.
I think it was actually.
Yeah.
Joey Greco, who had the slick back black hair, whoever else, so they'd have a private detective. Somebody suspects their significant other of cheating, boyfriend, right. girlfriend, whatever, husband, wife. And he would follow. You can go.
There's
down
Joey Greco. Yeah, I could see that.
You can go down a rabbit hole here with Cheaters, by the way, on YouTube.
Huh.
And you would go like, this is real. I don't think these were staged, by the way, especially because Joey Greco got stabbed one time. But he would. You would go with. Let's say there's a guy.
I don't want to do that. TV
let's say
show.
There's a guy, and you think your wife is cheating, so they would try to monitor and surveil, and then they put it on TV and show, and then they would go and like. Once they knew they had her somewhere with the guy, they would say, okay, we got him. So let's go. Yeah. Say, get in the car. They go there. And then he gets out. Hey, what's up, you cheating ass bitch? And, and there would be a confrontation.
Yeah.
And it was super nervous. If you get nervous watching Larry David shows, you get nervous watching Larry David.
I can't watch that.
You for sure would get nervous watching Cheaters.
I get nervous watching The Office. Okay. So,
No, this would make you way.
No. Too much.
I need to bring up that.
Way too much.
That rabbit hole.
Juicy Kinetics is what we're not nervous about right now. But if you need us to call your wife, let's go. 713-780-3776 or your husband or whomever, your Valentine, to get you out of the doghouse. That's what we're here for. 713-780-3776. Right now, though, QC.
QC Kinetics has been really making a difference with people's lives for some time now. I'm so happy they're opening up in Sugar Land as well. It's just another location where people have an opportunity to travel to and to have a big difference in terms of their level of enjoyment of life, their quality of life, their pain management. There's so many people right now who get, you know, I don't want to say get hooked on pain medicine, but I mean, it does happen. But a lot of people have to take pain medicine to manage chronic pain. There's a lot of people who get shots for hip or knee issues just to manage chronic pain. Maybe it's a back issue and you go and you see this chiropractor and you're doing all these different things. Then you're waiting for surgery and then there's going to be the downtime. And that's after you spent money on the pain medicines and on the shots. Well, how about all natural biological therapies where they take the body's healing properties and they can restore and regenerate damaged tissue in your joints? It's a huge, huge difference when you have tissue that has been damaged or you've lost tissue and it's regenerated or restored. I mean, it's a huge difference in terms of your quality of life and the level of pain that you have to deal with. We had one listener who said he went from an 8 to a 2 with a torn labrum in his shoulder. This could be you. It was my wife for sure with her knee issue. Why don't you do what it takes to get your level of pain managed and get back to being active this spring? Just call QC Kinetics at 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. Or go to the website, qckinetics.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.